I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome back to Extra Lippy. This is our little additional episode that we do each week alongside our Loose Lips episode that's about all of our big topics. But I really enjoy this one. I love filming these.
Yeah, I do as well, because I just think it's such a nice way for you guys to be right in the center of it all. You give us your dilemmas, we give unsolicited advice. Sometimes great, sometimes not so great, but always a little ear to just listen in. So keep sending them in to us. We're getting so many brilliant ones at the minute. So juicy as well, which we love. Contact at looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us on all the socials at the Loose Lips Podcast as well. We've got Josie today. Which I kind of like this one, actually, Soph. And I feel like you have a staple because I know you. And basically it says, what is your staple outfit for a night out? I'm sick of removing every single item of my wardrobe and spending half an hour deciding what to wear. Thank you, Josie.
I mean, this is how my room gets so messy, is going on a night out, because I do pull out so many different outfits. I do my makeup, there's stuff everywhere, and I hate it every single time I do that. I feel like I have a bit of a staple now, and especially now it's like moving into autumn, winter. I love a jumpsuit, like a stretchy jumpsuit.
That's not what I was going to say.
Really? What were you going to say?
I was going to say a tailored dress of some capacity. So like you like them tight, but like they're always quite classy. And then a boot. I was thinking that. That's what I thought was your staple.
Fair enough. I have been, to be fair, the run up to summer, I've got a pair of cream boots. I have one of these jumpsuits from Naked Apparel. I love it. It's thick material. It zips up. You can do a bit of boob if you want to, or you can zip it up.
Oh, I do know. I've seen you in that. Gosh, you look amazing in that. It is, honestly, guys, it is giving Catwoman. Honestly, that's giving Catwoman. Like, her boobs look incredible in that jumpsuit. I can see why that's your staple.
Yeah, like if I was to think of one outfit, like that's the outfit that my brain goes to. Like, say I get invited to something with the girls or whatever, I'm like, okay, maybe I can do. I also have another jumpsuit which is similar, but it's got no arms. So if it's a little bit warmer, but it's really comfortable. Like these things are really, really comfortable. And then you can put like some kind of like, not like, you know, like a varsity or like thingy jacket, like a bomber type jacket over the top as you get to winter. Nice handbag, some accessories, like the sock boots really dress it up. Like I like this, like the stiletto ones, and it all kind of blends in. Like it's very flattering, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, you do look amazing in that. And also as well, I feel like you could wear it to like a multitude of events, that kind of staple of outfit, couldn't you?
That's why I think at the moment that's my go-to. I'd like to get a few more jumpsuits. I'd like one that's a bit flared at the bottom because that's more flattering on me. But yeah, you can do, I wear it with trainers and I'll do stuff in the day, and then you can like put a pair of heels on. But you are right. I think apart from that, I do definitely like I'm not like a short dress girly, like a tight short dress. I'll do short if it's got a bit of give. And yeah, if it's maybe a bit tailored or like a blazer dress or something like that. I used to buy new stuff all the time if I was like going out. But now I'm just like, I need staple items that do the distance. I'm not going to be doing that.
It's so hard, isn't it? When you just like, I do that where I just empty the whole wardrobe and it's just the worst. But I would say my staple, which you just cannot go wrong with, is a pair of trousers or jean with a pointy heel. And then anything you put on top, it doesn't really matter. Like you could go really casual or you could go like a little corset top. It's a classic. It's the classic jeans and a nice top vibe, you know?
Yeah, I think, no, you're absolutely right. I'm still yet to find a pair of jeans that I really, really love. I think that's my quest for this autumn winter, genuinely. I'm probably going to have to get them tailored just because stuff doesn't really fit me right, but that's fine. I'm happy to do that. But I think you're right. If you can do jeans, and especially like now we're transitioning, you can still kind of wear blue jeans, but I love like the straight leg blue jeans with like the heel, you know, like a stiletto heel pointing out with like a nice handbag, cute little top. And then I always think like if you've got even just one blazer that you really like, that can dress up so many outfits. So if you know, get a new pair of trousers or like you're just switching out the top with the jeans and you've got a good fitting blazer, you can even just like drape it over your shoulders rather than completely put it on, hold the handbag. It's just cute. It's good for a night out.
Yeah. Do you know, someone actually told me something. There's a difference between wearing clothes and styling clothes.
Yes.
I quite like this because what I tend to do is I tend to, when it comes to clothing, say makeup, skincare stuff, I tend to like throw money at the problem.
Yeah.
I just buy more, right? I just think if I buy more, it'll style better and, you know, I'll just look better. But then I realized when they said this, I was like, oh my gosh, there's nothing truer. Because have you seen those girls that are wearing just jeans, a white t-shirt and a blazer, and they look amazing? But it's like the little tricks of putting your nice jewelry on, making sure you've blow dried your hair, wearing the blazer maybe over your shoulders rather than fully on is always a great one. And then suddenly your outfit goes from being essentially very basic to something that's actually really stylish and nice. And I think that that's a really good and cost-effective way to do it rather than having to keep buying new stuff all the time.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, Josie, what we all need to do, I need to do it. I've got so many clothes, it's insane. Like, I've got so much stuff that I want to sell, even that I've had to put another bloody rail in my kitchen because I've not got enough space with all my jackets on there. But also, having said that as well, autumn, winter, like, I love a jacket. If you can get some, like, really cool, yeah, like, I've got some really cool, like, I buy men's, like, bomber jackets and stuff. And, like, that just, I just think that looks sexy, like, with, I don't know, like, yeah, nice pair of trousers, like, a nice top. And then you can have it, like, sort of hanging off a bit or whatever.
Again, that goes to, like, the styling part, right? So, like, rather than just wearing it, it's like, oh, you've got one shoulder out or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I need to go through the stuff I already have and kind of understand, like, right, what are my key pieces? Like getting, a pair of jeans if I've not already got them. And then, like, you know, a pair of fitted trousers as well. That can be really nice for, like, a night out or a nice meal. And, yeah, just working. I think I just need an overhaul. And I need to do a capsule wardrobe is what I need to do. But it's just never going to happen.
No, I know. It's actually really funny because someone said to me that you shouldn't have anything in your wardrobe that you don't feel fabulous in. And I'm like, yeah, but I've got stuff that it's all right. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, it's all right. But apparently you're not supposed to have that. You're supposed to just have things that you feel like amazing in. I think it depends on my mood. Depends how I'm feeling. Yeah. Like, I don't know. And I am the worst dressed human when it comes to winter. Honestly, so if I need help so bad.
We are opposites, I think. Like, I love a little cute summer outfit, but sometimes I struggle to find the things that I want. Like, some summers won't be as good as others. Like, I can't explain. Oh. Like, I can't find the stuff. But you are very colourful. You wear cute little outfits and stuff. I am an autumn winter girly. Put me in all black outfit, but like with maybe some sunglasses, a nice handbag and like some boots. Like, oh yeah, I'm into it. Like, autumn winter's my thing.
I need to get on it this autumn winter. You need to help me. Do you know what I think I go wrong? Because I love colour, I find it really hard to wear my wardrobe in autumn winter because I think it looks a bit cheap. I find colour looks a little bit like, if it's not done right, it can look a little bit tacky when it's in autumn winter, and I have no idea why. I just think like you can get away with like a really cheap top in the summer because the sun's out, and I normally team it with like a little skirt. But if it's just like really bad quality and it's like a bright top with like jeans and, you know, it's December, I just think it looks a bit naff.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree with you. I think that there is a fine line. And I think, to be fair, I think summer for me is about finding like really cute, like a little items and stuff that I might change up like year to year. Winter is where I spend more on things like the coats, the blazers that come around and around. You know,
that's what I need to do, I think. That's what me and Josie need to do, I think.
Yeah. I mean, and me, to be fair, like I just haven't been spending my money at the moment. And like, I do really like buying clothes, but I've had to like pull back on it. And I'm like, I keep seeing videos recently and I've not gone and done a shop for ages. So I think I'm going to have to suck it up and go and spend some money on some autumn winter stuff, because I do, like I said, I need a really good pair of jeans. I need a good blazer. I've got so many blazers, but none of them are like just your standard sort of black one that you'd wear with everything.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to try and do this year. But I find autumn winter clothing, I just, as a general rule, I find it more expensive.
Oh god, yeah.
Because I think you have to invest that little bit more. I don't know what it is. I honestly can't work it out. I just think it always looks a little bit cheaper if it's like a naff, like fake leather jacket, or, you know what I mean? Like, I just think you notice it more. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So it is a bit more. But I think having a staple and go-to rather than just like literally throwing everything. I always have like a safety net, and I think my safety net, I've got this pair of tailored cream trousers. In fact, I think I wore them when we were in London last. So they're my staple because I know I look good in them. They're always flattering. And I think they're just my go-to. If I'm having an absolute panic attack, then that's what I go to. And I also have a little top that I go to from Celeb Boutique that I love. And I always feel really nice in it. It was more expensive when it come, like, when I look at my wardrobe, like, I tend not to actually really invest in tops for some reason. Like, I always just feel like £60 for a top, which is quite a lot. But I would happily pay way more maybe for like a dress, or I don't know why, but I tend not to just, I've just not invested. But this time I did, and it was House of CB, and it was the best thing I ever did, because now I know if and how I've got top and those trousers, and I know I'll look good in them. So I think having something that you know you feel confident for those nights you cannot be bothered is perfect.
I completely agree, because honestly, in your head, you think that that's a lot of money, because it is. It's not like, you know, it's a tenner. It is. But the amount of wears that you'll get out of it, and because the quality is better, it lasts longer and it does look better. Like, I genuinely think that you can see the difference. But that's a good point. For like proper night out, like quite dressy, House of CB, we've got a shop in Manchester. That's my, like, I'll go there if I literally, I'll spend, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's £170 for a dress.
A dress, I know.
Like, you know, and I bought a jumpsuit from there at the beginning of the year, maybe for New Year, but I didn't wear it. And I've not worn that. I still got the tags in, but I probably will. I will wear it at some point. Like, I keep these things and they serve a purpose. But they've got, if you really need like something dressy but good quality. Also, this is a little hack actually. They have an eBay page where you can buy their seconds. So it'll tell you what's wrong with it. It might be a little thread that's pulled. There might be something about it. Some of them have literally hardly anything wrong with them. All different sizes. My best friend buys loads off there and I forget about it. So
yeah. Also vintage. I'm going to Ibiza in a few days and I've bought a House of CB dress that's actually just arrived today, and a House of CB skirt and Mistress Rocks, which is their sister brand. I always think the quality is great in there, but they tend to do like kind of what I would class as like a bit funkier. Like, I feel like House of CB is a little bit more classic, which is brilliant because I feel like it's so much weight out of the stuff because it just comes back. It's kind of timeless in a lot of ways, but Mistress Rocks is a bit more like the glitter and the, we've got a brand new Mistress Rocks dress, got tags on it for literally like £15.
Wow.
Because I was going away at the end of the season, then all the summer stuff had gone and I was like, shit. I can't find any summer stuff. So I was panicking and the stuff I could find was on sale and didn't have any of my sizes. And my friend recommended Vinted and was like, why don't you go on there and just see if there's anything? So I tend to buy, you don't have to, you can buy totally secondhand if you want. But I tend to buy the stuff that when people have said, you know, I've worn it once or, you know, they've got a tag, they've got still got tags on them. And I've kind of gone for that. And brands I know like House of CB, Mistress Rocks, I think you know that they're good quality. So I think that's it's a good one if you're, I might actually go on there for some winter stuff. But the trouble is people don't tend to put winter stuff on until it's over, do they?
Yeah, I'm going to shop on Vinted more. I'm uploading stuff at the moment. But yeah, it's such a good point. And this is the thing, don't like, if you do want to get something new, obviously, you know, you can do that. But also, yeah, if you're going to get it off like Vinted or whatever, you can resell it again afterwards. Like, or even if you buy something new, like I know a lot of my friends do this for like festivals, they'll literally wear it once. They'll already have listed it on Vinted to sell afterwards. So they'll buy it, but they know, yeah. So if they buy it for £100 and then sell it for, you know, 75 or whatever, it only really costs them 25 to then get it for the day. And then they're reselling it to another person. So
yeah, no, that's a good shout actually. And I think, yeah, having something you feel great in is really helpful. I'm going to try on that House of CB dress. Wish me luck after this.
Yeah, good luck. But yeah, hopefully that's helped a bit, Josie. I mean, it's difficult building out a wardrobe and like I'm a bit overwhelmed by it all at the moment. Like I've got too much stuff, but then I feel like I've got rid of all the stuff I don't want. So I'm like, well, you know, but I've got to get rid to make room for more stuff. So
yeah, I would say take some time when you're not going on a night out, because that's when panic's happening, and have a look at something you just feel amazing in and just keep that as your staple outfit. And then you can always rotate it, you know, depending on the seasons and things like that. But I think that's what I would have just for those panic moments. But if in doubt, I think a nice pair of white wide leg trousers or jeans with a pointy heel, you can get away with anything pretty much.
Defo. Yeah, good luck, you'll look amazing.
Yes, you will, it's so true. And thank you so much for listening again to our Extra Lippy. This is our little fun bite-sized episode that we love to do, because it's all about you. So keep all the dilemmas coming, we love to hear it. It could be fashion just like Josie, or it can be something a little bit deeper. It could be relationships, or anything that's kind of in your mind, come and say hi. It's contact@looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us on Instagram, which is of course the Loose Lips Podcast as well.
It certainly is. And if you want to send them to us directly, feel free to do that. It's at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie HL Brown.
Oh, and we must say, please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review, because when we look at the behind the scenes of the podcast, we look at the analytics. It's so exciting. So many of you are listening, which we love, but so many of you aren't following us wherever you're listening, and it would help us so, so much. We fully appreciate it. So please, please do it if you can.
Fantastic. See you soon.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.